Hey.
Hey, that was months ago, bro.
Huh?
That was months ago.
I know. So I was getting ready to ask Ron a question, but I told you I got the dates mixed up. I asked Ron how his Thanksgiving was. This is not his Valentine's Day.
I'm like, Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
Man, I'm trying to remember shit. What did I eat? Let's see. I had some cornbread. I had some turkey. Did I eat turkey before the cornbread?
Not together. Not as a... yeah. So I had greens and cornbread at the same time, and that was pretty good. So, Ron, how was your Valentine's Day, bro? That's the last holiday.
It was good, man. It was good. It was nothing over the top, really. Except for this card.
You sure about that? Hey, nigga, we gonna talk about that card now.
This is the biggest card I've ever received.
Bro, I've never seen a card like that before. Now, Ron, you did ask a very interesting question. What was the question that you asked about?
So basically, bro, I was just thinking, like, where does this concept of a card come from? Like, for anything, for graduation, for a birthday, and just for Valentine's Day, bro. Like, who came up with the concept of taking a piece of paper and writing "I love you" on it, and then giving it to them, and then that supposedly supposed to maybe validate or some type of way prove your love for that person?
Do you still hold on to your cards from, like?
Bro, honestly, after like a day or two, I get tired of looking at them. Unless they have like a special note, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a special
yeah.
handwritten message, I'll keep it. But if it's just a regular card with nothing special, man, I'm going to toss it, bro.
Yeah. I think I still got some cards that I have.
I'm going to recycle it, bro.
I think I got some cards that I have from like graduation and like my high school graduation that meant a lot. It meant a lot that my dad showed up to my graduation and everything. And so that was cool.
Now, I'm not saying I don't like this card, because I really do.
Nice.
Shout out to Morgan. I really love this card.
Yeah, shout out to Nugget.
I'm just saying in a general sense, like, where does that concept even come from, bro?
That's a good question. You know, honestly, I think everything starts with Hallmark. So
started here in Kansas City.
It all started off with Hallmark, and shit, they just came out with the concept of cards, like, but you know what, though? Hallmark's been around for almost, like, 100 years, man. So, I'm sure, like, somebody was like, hey, like, back in the day, like, you could give, like, an IOU card or something like that. Like, I owe you money. Or it's like, hey, congratulations, you're a bum. And you
could imagine, bro, back in the day, somebody just give you a card that says, he owed me $300. And, like, you can imagine how much $300 was in, like, 1922.
Well, they...
And you're like, what? You take the card, you rip it up.
Well, the funny thing is they actually do that in the form of the IRS. They give you that.
Before the IRS.
They give you that. They give you that. And they go, it's like, and it's all about presentation, right? So imagine, like, if they give you a card that's, like, really nice and, like, glittery and shit. It's like, oh, what? Because, like, you don't, like, it's like, you, I never know that I got this note, this notice, right? So it's like, all right, well, we're going to give it to them with something that's real sparkly and real nice and make it look all cool and everything. And then it's like, hey, you missed our last couple of mail. So, yeah, you still owe us $3,000, motherfucker. Like, that's what the... Now, what are we watching here? Is this track and field?
A little indoor track and field.
Oh, man. Track bodies are different, dude. Oh, man. Now I understand why LeVar Ball did what he did when he found his wife and managed to make the, you know, was it... LaMelo, LiAngelo, and what's his other one? Lonzo. Mm-hmm. I understand now. Because, like, dude, you can make a fucking That's kind of sort of my goal, man. I want to make an athlete, man.
Track athletes are some of the greatest athletes, man. Like, world class.
Bro. Have you played... I would imagine you have. Have you ever played Madden 07?
Yeah.
The one with Sean Alexander. Have you done the single player mode? Not the franchise mode, but the mode where, like, you can create a player... Right? They have this feature. They did it in 08, 07, and 08. Maybe 06, 07, and 08.
Mm-hmm.
They did this feature where you create your player and you could shuffle the genetics and, like, it would say something like your mom was a high, like, if you, depending on the position you played. It would say.
Was that deep?
Oh, bro, it was crazy.
20 in 07 they had it?
Yeah, 06, 07. Oh, it was 07 specifically. They had this thing where, like, you could, your parents... Where it'll be like your mom was a scholar or something like that, and it'll say your dad was a world class athlete, or you know, depending on the position. So if your dad was a world-class athlete or your mom was a world-class athlete, that would indicate that, like, your player would be fast as shit. Mm. So if I was a quarterback, right, and my mom or my dad was a world-class, and, like, you had to keep, like, shuffling and keep shuffling. Like, your mom had an IQ of 120. You know, your dad was a world-class. So, like, that would indicate that you'd be, like, you have great awareness and you were fast. Dude, that shit played a factor in, like, who, like, how your player performed. It was actually kind of dope.
That's what's up.
But,
Jesus track. Track is where it's at, bro.
Track is where it's
so
at.
So I'm training for this 5K in April.
No shit? Yeah, is that why you've been running 10 miles a day or 2 miles a day?
No way, bro. No, two. Right now I'm at 2 miles. I can do 2 miles steady.
Dude,
so
really?
Yeah, so.
Is Morgan going to do it with you?
No, she's going to go out of town. She's the one that brought it up, but she's going to go out of town.
So. Oh, so we should do it, but yeah. I won't be here.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why I was like, okay, fine, let's do it. But then, yeah, she was like, well, I'm going out of town. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm still running.
Yeah, I'm still running, yeah.
But no, man, it's good, bro. I'm getting, you know, more endurance.
Bro, I used to run, dude, you can ask Jordan this, man. Bro, I used to run like 4 miles a day, dog. Like,
oh, for real?
Yes, bro. I used to run. So, like, when you first started, did you feel like you had, like, back pain and stuff like that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then, so how did you find your...
That always happens to me, bro. Like, if I quit running for a while and I start, my lower back just tightens up. Kind of like, yeah. It's real sore, but then after a while it gets...
How do you get over it?
You just keep going, bro. And then usually by week three, week four, no more back pain.
Bro, I used to run, like, in the neighborhood that we were in, bro, I'd just take off and I'd have my music in my ear, bro, mm-hmm. And I'd never stop. And, like, for a while, I would say the first week, I was thinking about breathing. I'm like, I can't breathe. But then, like, after a while, man, like, you just kind of, like, you breathe in rhythm with your running. That's kind of how I felt. Mm-hmm. And, bro, I lost a shit ton of weight, man. A shit ton of weight doing that. And one time, there was this one time where one of our roommates at the time, it was Q. There was this girl that he was talking to. And, like, she was always like, I want to run with you, right? And, you know, this girl was, like, 6'1". And I'm like, okay, like, that's fine, that's cool, bro. So she took off. And she was, like, you know, had long legs. So she took off. And she was able to, like get the best of me. But I'm like, I don't know why she's trying to race me. But I was like, I'm going to catch up to her. Not to mention, she also had, like, smoker's lungs and shit. Mm-hmm. So I took off, bro. And I was just going at my own pace. And she started slowing down, bro, and I fucking lapped her ass, dude. I'm talking like, bro, she was at least like a mile and a half behind me. And then when I waited for her, I was on the side of the highway running. And when I waited for her, right, I was looking and I started laughing at her. And she got pissed. But, bro, that's how deep I was. And then I remember the last time I stopped running, like, for real, was like, I want to say this was like 2013, 2014, where, bro, I fucked my ankle up so bad, bro. Like, I limped. Like 2 miles back home, and I was in so much pain, dude. And I haven't ran since, dude. That was
How'd you do that?
Because I was trying to, like, I was running up this hill, mm-hmm. And when I was running, this car kind of drifted over into like where I was at. But I was going onto the sidewalk, or I was jogging over to the sidewalk, and the car just kind of drifted over. And I jumped, and when I jumped, my foot landed in like a pot, like a small pothole, and just completely just snapped my shit, bro. And I'm pretty sure it was like a grade 2 sprain because I couldn't walk. I think my ankle was fucked up for like at least a good like 3 months. And I didn't go to the doctor, but it was purple, blue. Oh man, it was. And then I had to, you know, run. I was working at the time, so I couldn't stop working. And even at one point, it was bad, man. So
yeah, you gotta be careful running on the street. So when I run on the street, bro, I always run on the opposite side, on the left side.
And that's what I was doing. Yep. But the motherfucker just still drifted in my foot, and I was like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, bro, you just gotta...
I want to get back into running, though.
Yeah, man, I was going to say, bro, you think you could ever get back to it?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to start off slow, because, bro, now it's to a point where, like, I'm so acclimated, now I look forward to it, bro. Like, I can't wait to get this job
for real?
In, bro.
Do you have, like, music playing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, bro. You got to have the music, man, and then once you get all done, bro, you're going to have this... sense of euphoria is just going to be all over you, man. You're going to feel great, man.
Do you ever, they experience every, it's how, but when it happened to me, that's when I really zoned in. Mm-hmm. They call it that runner's high.
Oh, yeah. That's very true.
Bro. There is nothing more. Look, bro, I would rather have a runner's high than bust 10 nuts. Like, dude,
that's crazy.
That, bro, I'm serious. That runner's high is something else, bro. Like, you just going and going, and next thing you know, you forget you're even breathing because you just get it's that I can't even describe it, dude. But it's just like euphoric, and you don't even feel it. And then I don't know how long your runner's highs last. Mine lasts as long as I keep going. Like the moment I stop, it kind of like goes away. And like even. I don't even think about running. Like I know where I'm going, but I don't think about running. And it doesn't feel like running anymore. It's just like I'm moving. And I'm just like, I'm zoned in. Mm-hmm. Bro, that's what I want to get back to, man. Yeah,
no, bro, that's definitely a thing, man. Once you get locked in, bro, you get locked into your running. You know, everything else kind of fades away.
Dude, it's no feeling like it, man. Maybe not 10 nuts, maybe like 7.
But, that's crazy.
Dude, but yeah, man. So, and also, I got to say, dude, I was talking to, shout out to the homie Tate, man. I was talking to Tate.
Sir, what's up, Tate?
What's up, Tate, yeah. Man? That's, bro, that motherfucker don't miss, bro. It baffles me to watch this man just grow into a... To grow here in Kansas City is something.
He's doing his thing, man. He's doing his
thing. Bro, he never misses, man. He's... So we actually went to a birthday dinner. Mm-hmm. I saw him there, and he shows up or whatever. And I was holding court on the other side, bro. It's like making motherfuckers laugh and shit, having a blast, dude. And he was just kind of just chilling back, man. You know what I'm saying? And just doing his thing. And I'm like, bro, he's a cut above the rest, man. Like, and it's, I'm honored to call him our friend. Mm-hmm. I just got to throw that shout out in, man. He's one of one, man. Real
shit. He's got the Riz master, bro.
He's the Riz assassin, bro.
Whatever you want to call it, man.
Speaking of that, of Riz, I don't know. We talked about. We didn't really talk much about the Super Bowl. First off, yeah. So obviously, I had a podcast where I was talking about the parade incident that happened, man. And I know you got some thoughts on that as well, dude, but the Super Bowl as a whole, man, it was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Now, I didn't have it going to overtime, but I knew that Brock Purdy was going to fold, bro. No one can tell me. You cannot sit there and tell me that Brock Purdy played well enough to win the game because he didn't really put them in a position to win. If anything, he was holding them back. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo had a similar performance, except he threw like two picks. But
yeah, but he played better. I think Purdy played better than Garoppolo did in 2020. Right?
Played better, but same result. Like it was just like they weren't the reasons why they were propelled. And like, you know, Mahomes was able to basically will his guys to win, and keep. And you know what I'm saying? Like he did that shit. Purdy didn't do that, man. He didn't do it. Like Nick Foles played better than him in the Super Bowl against arguably the greatest quarterback of all time and Tom Brady, right? Hell, Jalen Hurts took that motherfucker to the wire, bro. And one would argue that Jalen Hurts outplayed Mahomes in the Super Bowl, minus the fumble, but I'm supposed to believe that Brock Purdy's a top five QB in the NFC. Okay. Like, whatever. You know. But no, man, it was good, man. It was also really cool to watch, especially during Black History Month. I know that Nick Bosa, who's a known, he's a suspected white supremacist. That's what they think.
Oh, because
he supports, because he supports
level?
Trump.
White supremacist?
That's what a lot of people think, man.
I thought it was just like he might have said a few comments, but I didn't think he was a white supremacist.
That's what the wokeities say during Black History Month. You know, that's what, everyone's a white supremacist during Black History Month, bro. For the most part. At least that's what I see on like Twitter. Like everybody, Nick Bosa, white supremacist. I was like, he doesn't want Pat Mahomes to win. Someone said, can you imagine if Nick Bosa lost again to Mahomes and it's on Black History Month? His ancestors would be upset with him. Which I thought that was kind of funny. But, yeah, man, what did you think, man? Where were you at? Where were you watching the game?
I was at my brother's, man.
Honestly,
bro, I wasn't nervous. I wasn't really worried about it, bro. I knew that somehow, some way, Mahomes would tap in, man, and he'd get it done, bro. So
and tap in.
Honestly, bro, I don't think I'm as surprised as most people are. No, you know what I mean? It's almost like, well, I mean, we have the team, bro, that can win multiple Super Bowls in a row.
Dude, so, to three-peat?
Bro, I 100% believe they can three-peat, bro.
Like, I think they can, too. Barring injury? I would say barring injury.
If all the other teams stay the way they are, they don't get better, then, you know what I'm saying? Then how do you expect anything different,
bro? But how do you get – how is it that you get better, bro? And but it's just – I feel like – you take away from, and this is the narrative, is that you take away from Mahomes, he gets better. Mm-hmm. Like, he had been telling us all season that, like, we're going to fix this, we're going to be fine. And now everyone's like, you counted us out. Well, can you blame us? Like, if you look at the numbers, they were leading the league in drops. They led the league in, you know, Mahomes had a career high in turnovers and interceptions. Mm-hmm. He got sacked a lot. Like, yeah, you would think that they were done, but they weren't. You know, as a fifth seed, then it's like, okay, he has to win on the road. It's a gauntlet. Josh Allen choked. Lamar Jackson choked. You know what? I don't want to hear anything else. I don't want to hear shit about AFC quarterbacks being that much more elite than NFC quarterbacks. Because they're not, dude.
Oh, you don't think so?
No. No. You look at the quarterbacks that were left. You have Josh Allen, who can't beat Mahomes when it counts. Lamar Jackson can't win a game when it counts the most. Yeah, he made it to the AFC championship game. But he choked, man. NFC, you have Tua. Tua's just a front runner. Like, it's the same thing in the NFC. You have Baker Mayfield, who was a cast off from the Browns, the Panthers, and the Rams. Mm-hmm. You had Jared Goff, who was a cast off from the Rams. Brock Purdy, who's unproven, and they're quick to try to, you know, make him the one. And who else? And you had Matt Stafford, who was kind of a shell of himself because he was injured. So, like, bro. Now, Mahomes, I think, is a cut above everybody else. I will say that. He is a cut above everybody else. Whoever number two is behind Mahomes, the distance is just getting greater and greater. In this era.
That gap is increasing, bro.
Yeah, in this era, Mahomes is just that much better. And that's okay. But the Chiefs are a team. That took a team effort to beat the Niners. Because... And I personally think if Dre Greenlaw doesn't get hurt, that's a totally different defense, man, for the Niners.
Yep, I can see that too.
And I knew when Dre Greenlaw got hurt, I'm like, oh, this game's over. Like, it's about the Mahomes could see it because, bro, Travis Kelce's numbers when Dre Greenlaw was in significantly different when he was out. Dre Greenlaw was everywhere, dude. Like everywhere. Fred Warner had to do was, hey, I'll get my side, you get your side. That's it. But then once he got hurt and Oren Burks went in, I'm like, the production's going to be way off, dude. And that's what game. Happened. That's game.
And then that was a fluke, bro. Because the punt bounced off the dude's foot. Come on, bro. That's crazy. Like, you probably wouldn't see that again.
Yeah. I told myself when it came to certain quarterbacks, outside of Josh Allen, obviously, but I said, you know, and it's a different type of ball game when you have Lamar versus Brock Purdy. With Lamar, you have to limit the amount of times he's throwing because his game is so predicated on running, being dynamic.
But he's a much better thrower than he used to be.
Oh, yeah. He's improved, but he still has to work on throwing outside the numbers, man. He has to work on that. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of what the Ravens need to do in the draft, maybe outside of, like, you might need to get, you know, you might have to, you know, depending on what they're doing in the offseason, if they're even going to pay Patrick Queen, which they should, but they probably won't. Like, do you get another safety? Do you get another? You know, like, where do you improve at? Do you maybe you should get a premier pass rusher? Who knows? But with the numbers, and I said this about the Ravens. I said if the Ravens are going to win this game, Lamar Jackson cannot throw any more than 24 passes. He can't have any more than 24 pass attempts. If it's any more than 24 pass attempts, that's an indication that they're losing the game. What happened? They lost the game. Brock Purdy. With Brock Purdy. I was like, he needs 25, because if you need him to throw you to win the game or throw multiple passes to win the fucking game, that's not going to work either.
Not going to work, bro. That's not a good recipe.
McCaffrey should have gotten more carries than what he got. Shanahan,
why did they shut off McCaffrey, man?
Because Shanahan's an idiot. I mean,
doesn't mean offensive genius, bro.
He's an offensive, but situational awareness is, like, not his thing either. Like, You mean to tell me in overtime, you go to overtime and you take the ball first? Are you fucking crazy?
What was that all about?
Bro, apparently, I guess they didn't think about the concept of the overtime rules where you both get a chance to score because everyone felt bad for Josh. See, but it would have been sudden death if it wasn't for Josh Allen crying, though, right? Then you had Mahomes, who also, they cried for Mahomes when they lost to Brady. Well, it said, well, if they would have got the ball back, then they probably would have won the game. Maybe, but that's not what happened. Same thing with Josh Allen, right? They go to overtime, and that the rule hasn't changed. So when they said, we'll receive, Mahomes was like, nigga, for real?
Oh, yeah. I seen that look on his face.
He was like, for word? I bet. It made me think to myself, if the players didn't know that, right? Let's say if the players didn't know that, like, you know, because when they settled for a field goal, I thought to myself, you know what? If they thought that they won the game after kicking that field goal, they're like storming the field. And they're like, what are you doing? Mahomes still gets the ball back. Oh, shit. And that's what happened, bro. And what I knew.
They were defeated then, bro. Like,
yeah.
They're thinking, yeah, we got this. Like, bro, nah, bro.
Shanahan's idea. And the more he tries to explain it, the worse it gets. So.
What was his explanation, bro? I didn't even see.
He didn't. Bro, he basically was like, you know, we took the ball because we went over the overtime rules, and he was like, we forgot that, that in overtime that they get the ball back, it's not sudden death, which is something that you're supposed to prepare your team for, like, every single fucking week, and you didn't do it. So, you know, not to take away from the Chiefs' win, but, like, they played, I would say, minus the Eagles, they played against incompetent teams, man. The Niners were stupid the first time. Eagles took them to the wire. The Buccaneers kicked their ass. And
the Buccaneers, Buccaneers beating
the Chiefs.
Okay.
Buccaneers, which again, now, you know, it's funny. I keep hearing after every game now, there's always some injury that we didn't know about, right? So I guess his name is Nick Allegretti. He's the left guard.
Yep.
Apparently he played with a torn UCL, like, all game. Nobody knew about that. Wow. I didn't know about that.
Wow.
And, Iron Man, it's always, they haven't given up a sack in the Super Bowl in the past two Super Bowls, which I think is huge. That's amazing. So.
No, there was a stat, which I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently Mahomes Chiefs offense has never had a holding call. The Super Bowl.
Oh, that's bullshit. I saw it, bro. They held, in Super Bowl 50.
Do you think that's true, though?
Yeah, I mean, the stats will say so, but I know what I'm looking at on the fucking TV.
Well, I'm not saying whether it's happened or not. It's just never, they're saying it's never been called.
Oh, it's never been called.
Yeah, it's never been called.
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
Which, that's, now that I think about it, that is kind of wild.
Gee, I wonder why it's never been fucking called. I'm sure it's never been called. But they motherfuckers was holding. Nick Bosa had his man beat, bro. And, like, it got to a point where he stopped, right? He kind of just, like, stopped. And, like, they're still, like, holding him. And he's like, what the fuck? And you just threw him on the ground. Like, yeah, they struggle all season long with blocking edge rushers. And all of a sudden they just turn it on. Come on, man. First they needed the fucking field to be wet. Now they're not calling that shit again. Come on, man. Come on, bro. Come on.
I don't understand. I didn't know they had grass in Vegas. I thought it was turf.
I think they did have turf. That's how Dre Greenlaw fucked his shit up.
Really?
He tore his Achilles.
So what was all the grass stuff all about?
The field was ill-prepared for in Super Bowl 57. Now, I mean, part of me is joking, but one must wonder, man, when you're a team that tied... You tied the 85 Bears and sacks, dude, and the Chiefs had struggled all season long with their tackles, right? Andrew Wiley was not that good. And all of a sudden, and you could see it, bro. You could see the players slipping and sliding up and down the fucking field. You seen it.
You're talking about?
In the last year's Super Bowl. You seen it, bro. This year, there wasn't really a problem with the field. It was just that
Dre Greenlaw. Okay, I thought there was something going on. This year, I'm like, dang, why is it every year there's something going on with the field?
Bro, I don't know. You got to know that something's afoot whenever Mahomes is playing in a grand stage. They're going to have some plan for that nigga to win, bro. All right? I'm just being real. They got some shit. They want that nigga to win at all costs. One leg, my ass. Dude, he didn't play on no goddamn one leg. He ran with fucking two. Nick Wright and his fucking stupid... Man, anyways. But after that, though, you know, congrats to him. And I'm happy that all my friends had a great time. That's when tragedy struck, man. And that's something I did not expect to happen. Mm. Man. Sad, man. Yeah, dude. Again, I and the thing is, I got invited a lot. Like, a lot of people, you should come to the parade. I mean, why would I go? I'm the only...
So, this is my question. When people... When you invite somebody to the parade...
Yeah.
First of all, how... Oh, thanks. I didn't know I could come to your private parade.
yeah. Bro, that's what I also thought was kind
of
weird.
So, second of all, does that mean, like, you expect them to come and hang out with your group, drink your alcohol... I don't know. Share the lawn chairs that you got. Like, yeah, how does that work?
That is actually a great question. You know what I'm because saying? Like when people said that to me, I initially thought like I didn't know this was your parade. I thought this was open to the public. Like if I chose to go, I'd go, but I'm not going. You should come. Why should I come?
And not see you the whole time?
I'm not gonna run into. But yeah, so many people were hitting me up like, bro, you should come to the parade. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'd much rather go to work. Like I'm fine.
Unless they wanted you to go with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
You should meet up with us. Okay. Good luck. Meet up with us. Good luck with that. How the fuck am I going to meet up with you guys? Like, that makes no sense.
I was working. Honestly, if I wasn't working, I may have went down there. But part of me is like, man, I went in 2020. I went to the Rose Parade. I'm like, bro, I don't need to be around that many people. Bro.
Nah.
That's the biggest crowds I've ever been to was those parades.
I didn't experience, like, FOMO. Like, I didn't have, like, oh, man, everyone's there without me. I was like, good. Enjoy yourselves. And, yeah, man, that's when tragedy struck and they started shooting, man. They have three suspects, man. And unfortunately, and I saw you had a post about this. Another thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
There was a dude that they had arrested. A guy who had a red.
Yeah, they let him
go. A light-skinned dude.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, they were like. He's one of the suspects. And he wasn't a suspect.
Yeah, that's...
He was just a drunk guy. Like, like it's almost like the news media was like, black guy.
Yeah, bro. First of all, he looked like he was mixed or just extremely light-skinned.
Yeah.
He didn't look like you're, you know...
Yeah, had the...
black. He wasn't dark-skinned.
Had the complexion of buttermilk.
But yeah, they released him. And then, bro, this is why you gotta, like, really kind of pick and choose what you listen to or what you read. Because there's some outlets saying, yeah, he's a juvenile. Like, bro, he looks like he's 47, bro. He's not no damn juvenile.
That's the oldest looking juvenile I've ever seen.
He does not look like a juvenile, but yeah, I guess he didn't have any involvement. But the two other juveniles, which honestly, bro, I think there was way more than that. They just haven't been caught.
Identified. One of them's going to snitch.
Yeah.
Like, they know something. Yeah. I think, and the dude that took off running actually ran into a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
On camera, which is so bizarre seeing that.
Oh, man.
Because when he first said that, because he was like, yeah, man, the guy, he just ran right into me. I'm like, what are the odds of that?
Uh-huh.
Sure enough, we saw the video, and I was like, oh, my God, that's Caleb. I was like, is that you with the yellow Chiefs jersey?
Bro, I can, like, put myself in a situation. He's just like.
Yeah, like, bro.
Looks
like,
into him, he's like, what the hell?
Like, and to be quite honest with you, they need to give him. Kudos, because he slowed the motherfucker down.
He took a lot of steam out of that run, bro.
Yeah, that motherfucker took off, bro. And he just went, like, remember, what was it, Spider-Man? Remember in Spider-Man where the dude runs into him? He goes, stop that man. And he goes, when he walks up to the dude and he goes, hey, do you underpay me? He goes, it's not my problem. Then the dude gets robbed, right? And the dude that robbed the other dude takes off. And he goes, hey, stop that man. And Spider-Man goes, it's not my problem. So that's basically what happened to Caleb. What happened to Mook was that, like, Mookie, although Mookie was just like, nigga, what the fuck? But because of that, he slowed the dude down, bro, and they fucking pounced on his ass, man. Bro, apparently, like, an AR fell out of his...
Bro, first of all, how do you hide that in your pants, bro?
I don't know.
How the hell do you hide an AR
in your pants? He had like a red silencer in his backpack. Like, they took a picture.
That's what that red thing was?
I think it was a silencer. Bro. I think that's what it was. Which is weird because it should have been black, but
yeah,
I mean, regardless, like, I mean, it shouldn't have been there in the first place, but I've never seen a red silencer. That was kind of...
That's crazy.
That was kind of wild. You know what else was wild? So, there was a girl that I saw on Instagram 2 hours before that happened. That, bro, this is so... And not trying to get no conspiracy shit. She had posted a video of the parade, and you know what song she was playing before all that shit happened?
What?
Was Drake and J. Cole's First Person Shooter.
Oh, wow.
Like.
Wow.
Hey, man. That shit was kind of bizarre. I was like, wait a fucking minute. First Person Shooter? And all of a sudden that shit happened? Again, you know, I mean, I'm being serious here. But I'm like, that's kind of eerie. Nonetheless, but
I will say one of the positives in the situation was just the support from Kelce and Taylor Swift, man. Did you see that? They each donated $100,000, bro.
And Mahomes also went to the Children's Mercy to go visit the kids.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, I think that was the right thing to do. And people are trying to give them hell because apparently they went to a dinner after all that shit happened. They didn't go to a club. They didn't go out to party, get drunk. No, they went to dinner.
Just like a lot of other couples.
Just like, yeah, I went to dinner after that.
Yeah, bro. So what? I don't understand. So why is it they can't proceed with their Valentine's Day's festivities, but everybody else could? You know what I'm saying?
Because it's Mahomes and
you know how many couples we saw at the restaurant we went to? I'm like,
yeah.
I know y'all, I'm sure y'all heard about the parade, right?
Yeah. You know how dumb of a question that is when someone's like, did you hear about that? I'm like, I live here. Yes, yeah, I heard about that. I mean, I say that jokingly, but I'm like, yeah, I heard about it. Like, yeah, it's everywhere. Especially like if I'm in Kansas City and people are like, yeah, terrible news. You see what happened in the parade? Yeah, I seen it.
And they didn't tell everybody to stay at home since people were shooting. Everybody go home. Don't go out tonight. Nah, bro. Don't go to dinner. Like,
Fogo de Chao was still open. So, yeah, man.
I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but
yeah, that's what happened. Everyone continued on with their Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
They there weren't any gunmen on the loose, right? They had captured that. Well, they think they captured everybody that they got them in custody. So, I mean, bro, like, it's not, I don't know, man. They try to make it seem as though, they're fronting like they care. What do you want them to do? How much money did you donate to the fuck? How much money did you fucking donate to the kids? None. Zero. You know why I'm not talking shit? Because I didn't donate any. Actually, I did, but. I didn't donate $100,000. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what more do you want from these fucking people, dude?
That's what I'm saying, bro. But all in all, man, once again, bro, what is the root cause of the situation? What's the root concept behind this deal?
Dude, I don't know. Of all places. Now, keep in mind, Kansas City is very high up in the homicide rate, dude. Yeah. We've been top five for like almost a decade.
Exactly, bro.
In homicides.
When people are, whenever they're saying, this is not us, well, actually, it is kind of us.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Is this where we're going?
No, it's not everybody in Kansas City, but come on now. Let's not forget about all these homicides.
You know, it's funny. Nick Wright actually made a comment, man. Nick Wright said this, bro. He literally said, Kansas City is like, we're one of the highest cities as far as like homicides go. He said, we're a city that's known for this kind of shit. We're known for this. And the fact that the only thing that brings us together, that holds us together as a city, is the Chiefs. And the fact that this shit happened at a Chiefs parade wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like they lost the Super Bowl and they just held a parade. No, bro. They won a Super Bowl. They're on this is their dynasty, and they still were shooting, bro. Mm-hmm. So it's like if they're shooting at a Chiefs parade, what more do we have to hold on to like relate to one another?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
bro.
And we're a very diverse city. Like, there's a difference between going over the park to the Northland, to Lee Summit, to south of the river, to the Paseo, you know what I'm saying? Raymore, to Grandview. Bro, we're very diverse, man. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that we have, and I say we as a Kansas Cityan, I can't relate because I'm not a Chiefs fan, but that's what we have to pull us together. Doesn't matter where the fuck you come from, bro. Right. As long as you're a Chiefs fan, you could look at somebody and give them a high five, bro. Or you could look at someone and talk Chiefs football with them.
Exactly.
I'm not a fan, but I could talk Chiefs football. But that's been taken away now.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So that was supposed to bring us all together. But once again, bro, black on black crime showed its ugly head, man.
Hey, man.
That's what it is, bro, when it comes down to it.
Hey,
you know? It's kids being stupid. But, I mean, how many times do we hear about kids shooting each other in the hood, bro?
Hey.
Do we hear teenagers shooting each other in Liberty? In Lee Summit?
I mean,
You know what I'm saying? Like, but you know where I'm getting at.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't think we've had that happen really. It happened separately, like away from things. But the fact that it happened in such a populated area, mm-hmm. like that's also the disturbing part.
Yep.
I could see if after the parade, and again, this I'm not making light of it, but after the parade, if some shit popped off, like yeah, like we expect that. Or it's sad, but like it could happen. That happened when basically the parade was just ending. So apparently they said there were a couple things that I thought were interesting. They said that Jackson Mahomes like helped some kid calm down. And I mean, thank God, you know what I'm saying? He's a human. That's only a human thing to do. This is how low they've gotten with Jackson Mahomes at this point. That like he's such a terrible person that he did something that anybody else would do in the midst of a crisis like that to calm a kid down. And it's like, it's so shocking.
Yeah, so that's...
It's not shocking.
That's supposed to redeem him, bro. That's supposed to wash away everything else.
They still hate him. Like, we didn't forget about the fact... Well, I don't hate him, but they still hate him. They didn't forget that he choked that white woman out there to Overland Park.
Did he
try to force his tongue down her throat?
So he wasn't with that parade party, was he? Like, he was amongst us, right? Amongst the fans. Nah,
what if he was? Like, he's just, like, sitting there, like, doing a TikTok dance and shit. Nah, he was probably out there, but I'm like, but apparently, like, he...
Well, I'm talking with the parade, like, with the family, the players.
Yeah, I think he might have been on the bus.
Okay. I see.
So, yeah, man, like, I mean, and kudos to him. I'm not hating on him. It's just so wild that, like, it's like, see, he is a good person. Look, you can calm kids down, but, dude, if you can still be a piece of shit. But I'm not going there with him. It's just wild that they're like, it was heroic. Mm-hmm. No, what those two dudes did that tackled the motherfucker with the gun,
yeah.
That shit was heroic. Hell yeah, bro. And what they should do, they should give them a Super Bowl ring.
Mm-hmm.
They should get season tickets for next year's.
Facts.
Next year or for next season. And they should also get box suites, or they should get suites for the playoffs. And they should also get Super Bowl tickets. Excuse me, Super Bowl tickets if they go back.
Yeah,
that's. Yeah. I think that's more than fair. They saved thousands of lives, dude.
Oh yeah, and if it wasn't for that, that dude could have slipped away easily.
Bro. Yeah,
so easily.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Mookie, he probably would. Who knows, dude?
Yeah, fact. Mookie's
the real hero here.
Yeah, he's a real one. Man.
You know, those other guys, they're real heroes, but. Mookie was first contact. Was Mookie? He avoided all those other people and just smacked right into Mookie, bro.
Took all the steam out of him.
Took all the steam out of him. Motherfucker said, "Oh shit!" And he lost his footing, and all of a sudden he got clotheslined, dude.
Oh man.
So yeah, man. I'm hoping that I wonder what they're gonna do. I'm actually gonna buy the Casey Strong shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a picture of it's like a heart with two hands holding. I'm not actually going to buy a Chiefs shirt. Because, again, man, like I don't support the Chiefs. Like,
no, I'm not one of those, too. Bro.
Yeah, you can get them on Charlie Hustle.
Charlie Hustle?
Yeah. Go to Charlie Hustle, you can get you a shirt.
Is that down in the plaza? That's where I'm
They at. Got a Charlie Hustle there, and I think they got one. I think there is one at Made in KC, or whatever it's called. They sell a bunch of Charlie Hustle stuff out there as well. So, so I was talking to my dad. Dude, he reminded me of this story one time. Anything else you want to talk about?
Floor's open, man.
Floor's open? Shit, yeah.
What's on your mind, bro?
Dude.
As a matter of fact, what did you do on Valentine's Day?
That's a good question.
As a...
Nothing.
I assume you didn't have a date?
No secret date. Just, just single, man.
Sorry, bro. I had plenty of those in the past, man. This was my first actual Valentine's date, and
really?
Who knows how long? Like 10, 11 years, bro.
Damn. For real?
Yeah.
I wanted to have a Valentine this year. I'll probably wait till next year, man. I'm still not in my... You notice that? Yeah, I just realized. Women have, like, eras. Like, they all have, like different eras of their life. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in my soft girl era. I'm in my feminine era. I'm in my... Church girl era. They have all these. They have more, bro.
Church girl era.
I'm in my, boss bitch era. Everything's a fucking era, dude. Every time they just want to erase some shit that happened in the past, it's all a fucking era, dude. Women have more eras than they do Fast and Furious movies, dude. This is how crazy it's getting now at this point, dude. I met a girl one time that had, she went through all these fucking eras and, you know, biz, boss babe, boss bitch, alpha girl era, soft girl era, hard girl era, you know, business era, entrepreneur era, era. That's all they are.
sound like this jockey, bro.
Era. That's all it is, a motherfucking era. But, no, man, I didn't do anything. I was going to have a Valentine, at least I thought I was, and, you know, just it didn't work out. So I was more so focused on, you know, my job and getting right there. And yeah, and that's another thing, man. I was going through some shit a couple weeks ago, man, and definitely in a much better headspace for sure.
What's up?
Very, you know, one of the things I realized that's very important as a man, and even as a woman, but there's not really a lot of outlets for men to, like, express these things. Because some men can't take the fact that, like, you know, the journey of manhood, oftentimes it can be a lonely one that takes you being lonely and being alone to really grow. But in the midst of that growth, I feel like no matter what you go through, you should always, always, always make it a priority to love and take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that's very important. Oh,
yeah. Never overlook that, man.
You have to love and take, no matter what you're going through, if you lose a job, you get divorced, and all, it's easier said than done. You get laid off. I know I was in a situation, man, where things weren't looking too bleak at my job, but, you know, managing to overcome that kind of stuff, man. But you got to love yourself and take care of yourself. I got more rest. Got to sleep earlier, man, and woke up with a new mindset. And that's, to me, I think that's very important. Mm-hmm. It's very important, especially as men, man. Because as women, you know, I feel like there's always a cushion. There's a net, a safety net to catch women, man. But as men, we have to climb that mountain, man. And if we fall, we have to fall, but we have to climb and keep going. Not saying that women don't have adversity.
Right.
To be a woman is to have adversity. I can't imagine having a fucking period every month. I can't imagine having mood swings all the time and fucking birth control and all this other shit. I can't imagine, dude. It's terrible. But it's necessary and it's a part of life. Who the fuck is that?
Oh, that's my mom.
Oh, shit. Oh, let me take that back. I thought it was Morgan or something. It's my mom. You don't get that, or?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
I'm good, bro.
Hey, man. You better answer mama's calls, dude. But where was I going? Oh, yeah. But, like, dude, like, it's important to love yourself, man. It really is. And it's easy to hate yourself because you feel sorry for yourself because things don't go your way. But you're the first person that you got to wake up to every day. Mm-hmm. You're the first person that you have to see every day. You have to live being you every day. And if you hate yourself and tell yourself that you're a loser and tell yourself that, you know, that you're not worthy or tell yourself that you can't do something, bro, that shit is powerful, dude. And you'll really believe that shit. I believe they call them ruminating thoughts is what I was, like, suffering from. Every day, worrying and having anxiety about things, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. Damn, and eventually, man, you just got to shut those voices off, dude. You got to try to find a way to shut them off because, bro, that shit, I'd go to bed, bro. It just, like, you know, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. You got to take this shit day by day, man, and give it your all. And I knew that if I gave it my all and I was still, if something still happened, it just wasn't meant to be, you know? But I put my faith in God and put my faith in, you know, and I'm not perfect by any stretch of the word, but
right.
Put my faith in God, man, and put my, you know, put my heart and soul into what I do and to try to, you know, take a, what's that called? Leave with my best foot going forward. And, you know, I'm in a much better space and I made it this far to a 3-day fucking weekend. So,
you don't know what to do with yourself now, huh?
I don't, man. I don't. I can do whatever I want. Made it, man. And things are looking up, so.
Yeah, man, you got to have that right mindset, bro. That mindset will kind of, you know, set the path for everything else, bro, so.
Dude, I'm also thinking, I just thought about this. I'm thinking about moving, maybe out of my complex. I'm not sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want to because I like it.
You might as well stay if you like it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I like the complex up the street, the Haven. I like that, too. But they don't have any units that are available. So I'm thinking, like, if I, like I said, I might have to, if I move back home for just a couple months, wait for a unit to open up there that I want, that would be fucking lit. And I have other plans and stuff that I want to do there too, but, you know, get caught up a little bit on some bills or stay, be at the forefront. So, you know, what's supposed to be a small sacrifice really isn't, man, because I'm not out here dating for real, dude. I have no reason to, like, mm-hmm. you know, at least for the next couple months, man, I could really hone in and focus on some other stuff. So that might be the move. I was looking at these other complexes over at Liberty Heights right behind Minsky's, but
I don't know. Is that the ones on the hill?
No, those are, that's Copper Ridge.
Oh, okay.
There's another,
They got another?
Yeah, complex? there's a complex called Liberty Heights. They just renovated, like, they just, like, redid a bunch of the wind, like a bunch of the stuff, and like the aesthetics look nice. But last time I was there, though, this girl had stolen this other girl's phone, right? This is so fucking wild. This girl had stolen this other girl's phone, right? And the girl was looking for her phone, or something happened. We were looking for something, maybe it's her wallet. And we're like, oh shit, like, and this girl that we had seen, like, we're looking for it, right? And we knew where the girl lived. Let's say for the sake of the story, her name's Erica. So we knew where this girl Erica lived, but we're like, man, but we had heard that she was like a drug addict, that she like was a kleptomaniac. So we're like, man, there's no way. So we go over to her apartment, and I was like, does anybody know where this girl Erica lives? And somebody was like, yeah, she lives over here, like in this unit. So we're walking around, but I was like, bro, she could be anywhere, you know? And that's where we seen her like step out of her apartment. And I'm like, that's her. So we kind of just waited for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, like, we're looking, and we see a door that's just, like, wide open. So we're like, yo, this might be it. I was like, but I don't know if we can go in there. Well, we did anyway. And we see the girl Erica passed out on the couch.
Oh, wow.
And, like, we're like, well, do you know if she has the wallet? Do you know? And she had, like, no pants on. And we look in her pants pockets, and there was this girl's wallet that we found.
So y'all just took it and...
Yeah, we basically stole the shit back. Okay, so it was like a crazy secret mission, dude. It was awesome.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen to you, bro.
No, never in my fucking life. Dude, were you there when it was me, Jock, and Joe? We were looking for this girl that had like snuck off from power. And like, bro, this shit was nuts. We were at Grand Lofts, I think is where we were going. Mm-hmm. Or was it cold? I think it was Cold Storage Law. I can't remember. Courthouse Lofts. That's where we're at. Mm-hmm. Bro, we're trying to get into this apartment to find this girl who was drunk. And we're trying to make sure she's okay. So we're sitting there and we're waiting for somebody to go in so they can let us in. This woman asks us. She goes, hey, are you guys waiting for somebody? And my friend or Joe was like, yeah, we're actually looking for a room, blah, blah, blah. She goes, oh, that's right next to mine. And I was like, Joe, how did you know where the room? And he goes, I didn't. And the woman goes, yeah, that's next to my unit. And I was like, did you just make that number up? And Joe was like, yeah. Of all places in this loft.
That's crazy, bro.
Like, he got that number to happen to be the one next to hers. And I was like, I wonder what would have happened if we were like, yeah, we're looking for a woman in 955. She said, that's my number. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's how that shit would have went. So,
wow.
We ended up finding the girl. We found her. We had to avoid fucking security that was, like, walking around. And that shit was wild, man. It was what a crazy time in my early 20s, man. Like, never, it was never a dull moment in my early 20s.
Part detective.
Part detective and part fuck up.
Private investigator, yeah. Christian Willingham.
Oh, yo, so I was talking to Cliff about this, too, man. About the whole concept of, like, what like, nightlife used to be like. Right, we're talking about Kansas City, dude, and right. Cliff was telling me, he was like, you know, because he used to work security.
Yeah, at a...
For a Voodoo Lounge.
Yeah, Voodoo Lounge.
And he told me
you ever been
like,
there, by the way?
No, fuck no. No, I've never been to the Voodoo Lounge. I used to want to go to the Epicurean, but...
What is that?
The Epicurean is, like, right off of, right near Troost. Like, off of, like, 70th and Troost, I think.
Oh, okay.
So it was a club, the Epicurean. They used to call it the Ep. I have to have my stepdad on the podcast, man. His club war stories are it's the funniest shit I've ever heard.
Epicurean, that don't sound like a place where people in truce that live in the area would go to.
Oh, bro, the Ep, yeah, bro, the Ep was
it was popping.
Yeah, the Epicurean was kind of like Empire Room. It was kind of like Empire Room, but like smaller.
Yo, Empire Room.
Yeah, which rest in peace, the Empire Room.
Oh my goodness, bro! Remember, the memories we have there, bro.
Rest in peace to the Empire Room, boy.
Yeah, if you wanted some trouble, that's the place to
Empire go. Empire Room was like, that was like Aura. It was kind of, it had like an Aura vibe, but they played better music than Aura.
Yep.
They had They had Empire Room. They had the Velvet Dog across the street. They had Martini Corner used to be lit, dog. Like, oh, yeah. I used to love me some Martini Corner back in the day, man. When we wanted to take a break from Power and Light, back when they had a hotel and mm-hmm. they had what was the Spanish place called? Inferno. Mm. They had Inferno. They had I remember McFadden's used to be lit back in the day, man. Oh, yeah. Like, that's where we would start our nights.
Angels
off,
Rock Bar.
Angels Rock Bar.
See, they would play hip hop, bro.
No. Angels Rock Bar.
They would play a lot of hip hop, and it was popping.
Yeah, well, it's still there, but it's like nothing now.
Really?
I think they're probably gonna extend PBR, or they're gonna extend PBR in.
Bro, they already did extend PBR. I thought.
Maybe
they're gonna make the whole upper section PBR.
Yeah, it's like they're gonna take all like it's like Mosaic versus PBR. Yeah,
Mosaic.
And PBR. I remember at one point you could go to Angel's Rock Bar and PBR.
Yeah.
You can go to both sides. I do remember that.
Yep.
And like sometimes you're like, man, I want a whole new vibe. And you just walk right over there and you're over in PBR. And then like that's how some people would like not have to pay. So they would go into Angel's Rock Bar, go straight over to PBR and just come back. Like,
where you remember where you stayed at Shark?
Oh, dude, yes.
It was actually some good times at Shark.
Shark Bar was lit.
We get some good dances at Shark, man.
We did, man.
Get some good dances.
Shark Bar was lit. The thing with them, and also, oh, bro, shout out to a DJ Geo, bro. Yes, met sir. DJ Geo, and I was everything. But listen, it's everything,
my guy, man.
Everything wrong that I told this dude about what I thought about DJing. You know what he told me? He said I was 100% correct. There is a love. There is gatekeeping, and I said, bro, how do you know like what to play like for specific songs? How do you know what to play? Like, to get people going. I was like, do you think about it? He goes, yeah. He goes, sometimes I do, but other times, like, there's restrictions. So, like, bro, you have a set playlist at a club, right? At a club like Shark Bar. They play the same, like, 50 songs.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's in a different order. Bro, there are more. We're talking about, if you're playing, and Shark Bar plays music from the 80s, even the 70s, to, like, the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Do you know how many songs came out during that time? Oh, no. Millions. Exactly. Hundreds of thousands, bro.
Exactly.
And you don't want to expand that shit and play something that, you know, you don't want to play, like, I get it, man. Like, you know, if you want to play Dancing Queen and shit, bro, what about fucking playing Miami by Will Smith? What about playing, you know, oh, they'll play Get Jiggy. You know what I'm saying? Will Smith had more songs than that, man. You got to expand, bro. You got to be willing to fucking, like, get some shit that'll get people going, man. That's what I miss about, like, inclusivity in clubs. Nowadays, in clubs, you can't, like, not everyone's going to have a good time, bro. Because not everyone can relate to Sexy Red and telling you to bend your ass over, let your coochie breathe. The only people that can relate to that are women.
Facts.
Shake that ass for Drake. Shake that ass for me.
And all the men are, you know, just sitting back, like, looking around.
Yeah.
Like, trying to act tough. Like,
there's a nigga that...
I ain't nodding my head to this shit.
Bro, I've seen dudes,
let
like...
me catch a nigga nodding their head to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, I've seen some dudes try to, like, they mouth the words. I'm just like, you know this song?
They're making eye contact with it.
I have no reason to know these lyrics, but I do. So, like, the exclusivity in music or inclusivity in music is just gone. You know, like... Play something that everybody could enjoy. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone can, and that way, that'll make everyone's experience a lot better. Music makes a lot of things better, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes your experience better. Because think about this, man. You're going to a club, bro. Nowadays, especially. Let's say you're going to Ale House. Motherfuckers that go to Ale House, they kill me. I don't even know why people still go there. I really don't know why. Because 9 times out of 10, you're there, you're probably not going to score nothing. Because... there's more dudes than chicks there.
Yeah, I heard that ratio is wild now, man.
Oh, bro, it's like four dudes to one girl in there.
That's crazy,
man. And that's only that, and we're only counting downstairs. You go upstairs, it's even worse.
Oh man, so the upstairs is actually popping. I remember the upstairs used to be kind of light. Downstairs is where all the stuff.
It's still heavy. It's still heavy at the bottom.
Shoulder to shoulder upstairs too.
Nah, but like trying to get up the stairs, like you're gonna have some problems because. Just traffic.
What about that third level? Like, I call it hell. Or I think hell? You might have said the same thing.
I called it hell, yeah.
You go down, it's like red lights and shit.
Yeah. I'm like, this. I was like, dude, I was like, I got it. I was like, it feels real demonic down here.
I mean, because I ain't been there in a minute. Like, is that even popping down there?
Yeah, it is. Although when I was there on Sunday, it wasn't. Or a couple Sundays ago, it wasn't. But no, Saturday. It was on Saturday. Yeah, bro. Like, it's just not, you know, Ale House used to be fun, bro.
Oh, bro, that used to be HQ.
Ale House used to be fun. Like, and then, like, you could go in there and, like, everything has to be lit now. Like, everything has to be, like, when I say lit, I mean, like, actual, like, light. Remember, when you go in the Ale House, it was dark. Mm-hmm. Because you had people, like, you could walk around Ale House, like, around the bar, the downstairs bar area. You could walk, it would take you maybe about 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to, hey, I'm going to take a lap. All right, I won't see you for, like, the next 30 minutes, but okay. And you're stuck. Like,
wait a minute, so they actually have the lights on now?
Yes, lights are always on now. But you can't have the lights off, because people are going to fall. People are going to trip, they're going to fall, they're going to bump into each other. You can't see shit. But remember, back then when you couldn't see shit, it was fine. Yeah. Because you could just... But now, bro, it's like penis to butt, dude. That's how close you are, man.
Brushing up on dudes. Excuse me, bro.
Like, oh, excuse me, man. It's just... But think about this, though. You're going into Ale House. What exactly are you paying for when you go to Ale House, dude? Let's say you don't want to wait in line. Normal cover is like 20.
It's 20?
I believe it's 20 now.
Oh, my goodness, bro.
Normal cover is like 20, right? Then you got to think. Fuck that. Don't even think about before you get to Ale House, you probably want to wear a nice fit, right?
Yep.
The fit's probably going to cost you about, you know, we're talking about pants, shoes, shirt. Let's say it's like 160 for the fit. Then you got the shoes to go with it, with the J's. Shoes, that's probably about a good like 150, you know, for some J's or whatever, 150. You're paying that. Then you might have to, you know, if you like, oh man, fuck. Then you got a girl that's coming with you. You got to pay for her to get in.
Facts.
Then you got to pay for gas to get, you know what I'm saying, to get to and from.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're like, oh, fuck this. I'm out waiting. Then you got to get out of line, wait on the side, and the dude that's in the front, hey, man. What's cover looking like? All right, so it's 20 to skip the line, or it's 40. Yeah, it's 40 to skip the line, 20 to get in. Okay, cool. So you pay that, right?
So that, my question is, so the 40 that you pay, who does that go to the whoever's at the line, or does that go to the club? Or like, how does that work?
Nobody knows.
Because if
I don't, goes, I don't think it. I think it's 40 to skip the line now.
So if it's, my thing is, if it's, if that extra money, if it goes to the club or whatever, then wouldn't you think there'd be more promotion to skip the line? Hey, here's a skip the line free pass for this, blah, blah, blah.
There should be.
But see, that's why I think it's whoever's at the door. If, let's say you work in the door and you want to make extra money that night, and you're like, hey,
yeah,
bro.
Which I think is smart. I would do that.
You get this extra 20, bro. I'll let you
I would do that. I'll bet, yeah, 20. It's like
I don't know how it works. That's what I think. That's how I think it works.
Here's the thing. I don't think it's 40 to skip. I think it's 20 to skip the line.
Gotcha.
20 to skip the line is 20 for cover to get in. You're paying for that. Then you got to pay for drinks on top of that.
Facts.
Right? You're paying for drinks on top of that, which you're probably going to rack up another, what, $80? You know what I'm saying? Then you got, you know what I'm saying? Like, then... Yeah, afterwards, you probably want to get something from the food truck, right? That's what everybody usually does. And then from there, bro, like, it's just excessive, dude. In general, going out in general is just not. It's the more older I get, the less it makes sense for me to be out.
It's more of a chore, bro.
Yeah.
Than anything. And my thing is, let's say you want to go to a place like Ale House where it's packed, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you go there, you know, you're not even buzzed, you're just sober, but you know, let's say you want to get messed up, like How long does it take you to get messed up if you got to wait on average of 10, let's say 10 minutes, 10 to 12 minutes to get a drink, right?
If anything, they're saving your life.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, how do people get messed up at these spots where it takes so long just to wait to get a drink?
Bro? Oh, bro. I don't know.
I mean, are they just getting, I guess it depends on what they're drinking, I guess, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
a double cranberry.
I hate that, bro. I hate waiting more than life. If I'm at a line or bar to get a drink for more than 5-6 minutes, bro, I'm like, man, I don't even want to drink no more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. It's yeah.
Like, fuck it, bro.
I get fucked up.
Shit, I forgot what I wanted now.
Yeah.
It's but, like, which one? You're like, shit, let me get it.
Yeah, I just do a vodka water. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's getting excessive. Going out here is becoming excessive.
It's a chore, bro. Back in the day, bro.
And you know what else I just found out?
Shit didn't matter.
This place, this city, I understand now why Kansas City is the worst dating city in America. One of them.
What'd you see, man? What'd you see?
We'll talk about it in the next one.